Come on, Annie, man. Come on, baby. Get the temper.
I'm so sleepy.
Baby, you were asleep since 8 o'clock last night. Come on. Let me make you nip on.
I got a headache.
I got something for your headache. Can you feel it?
Oh, Leroy, everybody's getting up.
Can you help me out, baby? Can you help me out?
What you want me to do?
Could you uncross your ankles? Just move it. Yeah, let me ease it. Yeah. Just a little loving early in the morning.
Leroy, couldn't you just hold me in your arms and whisper sweet things in my ear?
Open your legs, bitch.
Glad that joke translated without the visuals.
What the hell was that?
That's Richard Pryor, late great, in Which Way Is Up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 100 times better if you're watching it, which, you know, I shouldn't have picked it as a goddamn intro clip, but whatever.
It's funny enough.
Yeah, he's, in addition to saying, what is it, uncross your legs, bitch, open your legs, bitch, he like grabs her by the throat as he says it and gets this like crazed look in his eyes. And this is like literally 60 seconds into the damn movie. Like, that's the beginning, him trying to ball his wife.
They don't make him like that anymore.
Oh, God, no. And I mean, like, he made a lot of crap movies. Like, a stand-up of that caliber. Just other than goddamn Eddie Murphy, not many stand-ups get good movies. And hell, look what he's doing now.
Oh, what did Eddie Murphy do that was good?
Like, Trading Places, 48 Hours... Original Beverly Hills Cop. He had some that were pretty damn good, man.
We had this, like, I don't know, 80s movies were not funny. There's Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and that may have been it. Breakfast Club, I don't know.
I guess, like, if you don't want to get into the frame of mind, they look as old as anything else that's that damn old, and they're 20-something years old at this point.
Not even the look, just the humor. Like, I think that was kind of the height of, like, just corporate Hollywood, like, just complete phony bull-ass. Not that it's much different today, but...
You mean it wasn't, like, as raw?
Yeah, I mean, today at least they try to attempt to give it the guise of, you know, this is reality or whatever, TV and movies.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know, back then it was really just the far-off plots. Everyone's some rich, white, suburban kid like Ferris Bueller.
Okay, let's get to that in a second. Let me finish up the intro right now. You're listening, of course, to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio, trying to slow down my pace so he doesn't accuse me of doing some tootski again before getting on the air.
Oh.
we should have Kate coming in at some point. She just said she was running late. I don't really know how late. I asked for an ETA, and there was no reply.
Women be shopping.
Yeah, and Rich Killian was supposed to pop in. Maybe at the end we'll get him. I don't know. The perpetually late Richard Killian. Hold on. Let's pod this down as if I intended it. We really just ran out of bed, but that sounded a little better. Yeah, you know, Rich, he said he'd be leaving maybe at 2, 2:15. Texted him at 2:55. He's like 5 miles from his front door. Oh, he's screwing with me, little bastard. Rich, get in here. Rich is at the door and pantomiming a blowjob because that is the classy operation we run around here. Show website in papasbasement.com. You can tweet me at papasbasement, tweet Will at Billy Basil. I don't know if Rich wants his Twitter handle. Rich, hop on. Let me, your mic 4, let's bring that up. Get talking.
Hello.
Gum on the air, sir. Gum on the air. Spit or swallow.
What gum?
Oh, you swallowed. That's grotesque.
I always like to swallow.
Okay. I lobbed you that. Thank you for spiking it over the net. Will actually wanted to talk about your...
Hold on. Where's Kate?
She'll be here. She's
running later than me.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it when anyone is later than me.
I know. It is a rare and precious moment.
It's such a... I have to savor this. Can I savor this for a little bit? Can we talk about how she's late and why she's late? And what kind of a person is late like that?
One can only assume she's bleeding.
Exactly.
It has something to do with that.
Something she had to put a garbage bag down on her car seat. Something like that.
I love it. Anyway, I thought maybe I would be even later because it's like when a celebrity comes on, you know? I haven't been on in a year... It's like when someone's on Stern, they don't come in at 6 a.m. They come in at 9 a.m.
I don't know about all that, but I've definitely seen you wearing that shirt roughly the last four times I've been chilling with you.
I actually just found it like a couple weeks ago.
Your Larry David pretty good shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the guy at the front just made a joke like, how are you doing today? And I was like, yeah, fine. He's like, oh, pretty good, apparently. And I was like, yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And there's this blank look on his face. And I was like, oh, you retard.
He just thought it was for the hell of it.
I mean, it's such an obscure reference, like, it can't be.
Wait, which guy? The long-haired guy?
Oh, a guy at the front when I was signing in. I was in such a hurry, I didn't even sign in my full name.
All-American Rejects, or which one?
There's Heavy Metal Tom, and then there's Shaggy. Yeah,
he was Shaggy, okay. I guess.
It was Alex. Shaggy Alex.
Yeah.
Well, Will wanted to
those
get to
guys you. Say not a word to me when I walk in.
Really? You gotta cultivate relationships.
I try,
world.
Dude. They hate me for some reason.
You gotta have a funny shirt like me.
Exactly.
Pretty good.
That's your in with the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, I'm wearing a blank white tee. They'd be like,
with your nipple rings poking through. Oh my god. Hello. Kate's mashing her jugs against the glass.
Oh,
hop on in, dear.
No chairs. I guess you'll have to.
Wow. Is there any way you can be wearing a bra on that top or no?
First things first, all let's right. Talk about her cleavage.
I see the outline. Son of a bee. It's got to be tiny, though.
Oh, you're right, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
hop on. Oh, like the shirt's that. Going on.
It's cold in here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Don't mind.
Raise the thermostat.
No.
We have no
this
control.
This is great. Yeah, I mean, like, her coming in on that top, I wish it were 40 in here. You need to sit her in a goddamn ice block like it's 1952 and you're trying to stay cold.
Right, so oh! You need to disrupt everything here.
All right, let's get you potted up. This
breakfast?
Has to be the...
Hello!
Okay,
hello.
Your levels
you
are
go.
Good. And
all right.
Her cup says are... breakfast at Chick-fil-A. Does that exist? That sounds
it
like
does.
A crime against
it's so, it looks
what are you
so
talking
wrong.
About? It's so great. They have like these greasy little chicken patties that
it's
just soak
in a
right into the biscuit.
It's, yeah,
yeah,
it's horrible.
Like
that
by the end
horrible.
Of it, the biscuit's see-through.
Oh. I did not have breakfast at Chick-fil-A. I had lunch.
I haven't had those since I was a kid. I think I used to get like the frozen ones you'd get.
Really?
Like make yourself. Those chicken biscuits?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Yeah, those are awesome and disgusting all at once. As an adult, I'm repelled, but
is it like,
as a connoisseur.
But is it like the same chicken in their sandwich?
Yeah, just a little smaller, which does cheese me off because like I want a massive biscuit. Like the size of a burger bun to fit it. And instead, you get this little, you know, like Chicken Little got murdered for...
No, you do kind of need, like, the thin patty. That's all I was asking.
No, it's not... You're correct. It's like a smaller chicken patty. Sized for the biscuit.
The only thing I've had at Chick-fil-A is at Tech, man. They had those little trays of, like, chicken nuggets that were, like, 10 times greasier than McDonald's.
Those are also good.
Yeah.
And you dip them in ranch.
They're great.
You dipped everything in ranch in college.
You can just suck them down like an oyster.
Why was ranch so good in college?
Because it's delicious, man. Even at JMU, if you ordered a pizza, it came with ranch dipping sauce.
That's horrible.
No, that's the tastiest goddamn thing in the world.
You should rename your show Fast Food Hour. The Fast Food Hour with John Papa Giorgio.
You have a creative gift there. All right. Will brought up...
Wait a second. How are you doing, Kate?
All right.
It's been a while.
I feel like you're losing control of the room.
This is why we don't have him on. But for
it's
today,
like
it's okay.
A damn monkey getting raped.
Okay.
That was my monkey sound.
Will brought up before the show that he wanted to actually talk the IMF dude getting set up.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
But we'll save that for a little later in the episode.
Oh, yeah? So, like, in 20 minutes?
It's a trap!
Yeah. And in the meantime, I wanted to talk kind of relationships and fidelity. This sparked, of course, by the Chris Hansen story that broke this week. And I know this is beneath Rich.
I know. I've seen To Catch a Predator on YouTube. It always really disturbs me.
Okay.
I think one of them was filmed in Burke. Maybe the first one or something.
Oh, how about this? A friend of mine hooked up with one of the people on it. And she wasn't,
what do you mean?
Little.
Like one of the guys?
Yeah. Like
who?
No names. It's just it's random. It comes up. It's like some guy who I guess played the field.
Really?
Played the field from ages 6 to 16?
So this is interesting because if you're a real pedo bear...
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. My knowledge is pretty much I've read Lolita, right? I don't know. What are they like? You just pretty much are into kids.
You think it'd be your type.
That's
people don't accuse Michael Jackson of, like, being into kids, but he also wanted to blow Brad Pitt.
Did he?
No, like, he just, I think, wanted to bang little kids. Well, you know me, I'm black, so I actually don't think he did any of that.
Yeah, I don't really think he did either.
That is one of those things.
This connects with the IMF guy, and I don't understand why, and no one else thinks of this. Whenever someone has, like, a crap ton of money, and someone else doesn't, why would you trust the person who doesn't have the money when they stand to gain so much?
Because people just love to tear other people down.
Yeah, I guess everybody just wants the rich person to fail.
On the other hand, I mean, if you take the opposite of that, why would you always trust the person with money? Then they'll always get away with everything.
Because he could have just hired a hooker.
God smiles upon those with money. Right. That's why they're rich to begin with.
Well, I think the reason that the press trusted that woman was because her coworkers thought she was this very upstanding woman, very, you know, the initial...
Are we going to... Okay, let's go with the IMF, since everyone's...
Well, no. I could give two hoots
about Chris Hansen. I mean,
I was thinking of Michael Jackson. I mean, even Michael Jackson, I think all those parents were just like, dude, look how much loot this guy has. He obviously did weird stuff with the kids.
Well, Rich, recount the IMF
and
story.
And with all that loot, they can pay for therapy. All
right, well, right. For Michael Jackson, for the first kid, I don't know. No one knows.
This is why we don't have four people.
Any subsequent kids, it's your fault. Okay, you already knew the guy liked to put his finger in little boys' buttholes, and you let your kids spend the night there.
Yeah, any kids after that news comes out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Michael Jackson seems like the most weird, messed up dude. He probably just liked cuddling or something weird like that. And it's enough that's going to get you a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's weird and that's creepy, but I mean, like, there's actually, I can see, like, parents lay down with their kids all the time. Dads take showers with their sons. It doesn't mean they're doing things to their sons, right?
Yeah. But these
weren't
his kids.
So I could see, like, no, and that's a difference. That's a difference. I don't know what he was doing with them. So what if he was cuddling in bed with them? That's creepy. But if he just liked to sit down and watch little kids because it reminded him of his childhood, you know, that's not creepy.
I think if he really did stuff, there would have been, like, hardcore evidence. You'd have, like, the tearing of the tissue, whatever. He'd be in jail.
It'd be, like, happiness.
Like, everything else is just, yeah.
My tummy hurts. Exactly. There's blood in my poopies.
Exactly. Everything else is just people trying to get money out of him. I just think it's always people trying to get money.
Oh, we have a call already. As if enough great things weren't happening in the course of the show. Oh, God.
Can't handle the chaos.
I think they hung up. Oh, sweet God.
That's a shame.
Things are finally turning up, Milhouse.
All right. So do you want to read the IMF article or you want to have my half-assed third-hand account?
I want your half-assed.
Hey, guys.
I don't have any. Shut up, Rick. Will's trying to do something. Jesus
Christ.
Can you
really see the outline of my bra?
Hell yeah. I mean, I can. I'm like a stamp collector when it comes
now
to that
I'm
crap.
Like,
hold on, let me look.
Now
you're just showing off.
Translate.
No, I was...
Yank.
Please do, Will. Please.
She didn't even stop me. I could have.
John's hand
my
is moving under the
My reflexes are so
board.
Slow.
Would you have actually gotten angry if I whipped one of them out?
I would have been pretty pissed off, but I am wearing a bra, so...
No,
you meant the full thing.
I would have gone for both.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
I'm not an amateur.
Yeah, exactly. Not his first time at the rodeo. Will, give your quick IMF summary.
All right, so this guy is staying at the Sofitel.
And his name, Rich, this is what you can pipe in with. What was his name?
Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
So it's like a Kraut name. He sounds like an Indiana Jones villain.
No, he sounds French.
Dominique is like a French name for a woman, I might add, but...
it's a French name for guys.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a French
that
name for
culture.
Guys. The French are fagolas.
But Strauss and Kahn, those are
different
German
names. Equal homosexual, yes.
He sounds like Hans Gruber. Continue.
All right, so he's staying at the Sofitel, which is that just a Haitian hotel?
Sofitel's French.
French, okay.
I used to work there, yeah.
All right, so he's the head of the IMF. So to quote Patrice O'Neill... See, all of my knowledge of this comes from Patrice O'Neill on the Opie and Anthony show.
That's fine.
And watching CNN at the gym
on
silent.
He is a learned man, so yeah.
He is. All right. So the dude is staying there. He's the head of the IMF, which basically means he kind of runs the world.
Like, he runs money.
He's more powerful than Barack Obama.
Nah, he runs like the third world.
Like, there's a lot of that.
He runs the World Bank, right?
No, World Bank is different.
Oh, well.
IMF is...
World Bank is nicer. IMF is kind of more, I don't know, the left really hates it and stuff. Because they do bad things. Because they're all liberal or, I don't know, whatever. They are the ones that
first
control more
First, talk
money.
On Mike. Second of all, oh, why sorry. Would the liberals hate it if it's left?
No. The left hates IMF more because it's a little bit more like, you know, every country should be capitalist type thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so essentially they are kind of changing
free,
the face
market,
of the earth.
Yeah, free market, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So were they responsible for China?
China. No, China's the only country that said F you to all those guys because they're just so huge. Like, we can do whatever we want.
What about India?
Yeah, India probably do. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. This is a powerful dude.
Either way, yeah, he's probably
he's a powerful dude.
He's a billionaire. He's a
it's more the fact that he was preparing a campaign to run for the next French presidential election.
Right. So like, somebody wanted him out.
Yeah.
My whole thing.
The standing president, yeah.
And I got to be careful how I say this so I don't sound extremely racist,
I
am. We, and by we, I mean non-New York residents. Don't rape them. And by them, I mean New York residents.
So
New York residents tend not to have physical features that we find attractive non-New York residents.
First of all, rape isn't even something that happens to like attractive women necessarily.
Yeah, it's not
right?
a thing about being attractive.
And I saw a picture where she's hot.
How'd you see a picture of her?
In France, they don't have... In France, it's the opposite as here, where here it's like you can't show a picture of the victim.
There
in
you
France,
can't.
You can't show a picture of the guy
the
accused.
Perp.
Yeah,
nice.
The perp.
Nice.
Well, of course, awesome. Everyone knows the perp, so everyone just showed the picture of the victim in the French. I had to like Google search a couple times, though.
All right.
What does she look like? Iman?
She looks like a good-looking African chick, like tall, like very tall. And apparently the guy's shorter than I am.
Oh, he's I like totally five, believe he wanted to crush that.
He's like 5'3 or something.
Yeah,
or
okay,
five, four.
Then here's my next point. How old is she? Is she 22?
I don't know.
I remember hearing she's like 22, but then I heard she has a 15-year-old daughter.
That makes sense.
I know she's
there.
From Africa. Yeah. But
she had a daughter when she was seven.
Seven?
They develop quickly. You have to outrun the various lions.
You learn quicker.
From a
quicker,
very
you get
early age, yeah.
All right, so we're going to just say she's 22 with a 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
This dude is what, 73?
He's old. He's like over 60s easily.
All right. So a 22-year-old African woman can't fight off a 5'2", 70-year-old white man?
Yeah.
Well, she's like twice his height, too.
I want to say like a 22-year-old black chick can roughly fight with like those old white heavyweights. Like that's just the innate
athletic ability. I think she's like 32 or something.
All right. So... we're just going to assume she looks like Serena Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what
the picture I saw, she was hot. She was like very like, kind of like the dyed blonde hair on a black chick, but with like very nice kind of the white features.
She's Wesley
you know?
Snipes in Demolition Man. But she's going to have the arms of Carl Weathers from Predator.
Or she works on the K Street Burger King.
Yeah.
Never seen anyone with purple dreads before.
Oh, God. So she's a powerful looking chick.
Yeah, even... okay, so say she isn't built like Doc from Predator.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Bill Dukes.
Can we're going to assume that she can run like Jackie Joyner Kersee or FloJo.
There's some innate athleticism present.
Yeah, so that was a weird part because, you know, here you have a younger person. And even if he's, you know, very in shape for his age, because age doesn't necessarily indicate frailty.
Yeah, but
like,
he ain't Jack
LaLanne. She would have fought back. Somehow, right? And so the story didn't hold up that way. But again, you don't want to necessarily discount it just because...
And the accusation, because I don't pay attention to this, was it actual, like, P and V?
No, I think it was forced oral.
Yeah.
Forced oral?
Which I'm like, how can you force that? You just bite.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
So that didn't make much sense, but, you know, if you're a scared...
No,
I don't remember that part.
I just remember hearing the account.
What, did he catch her like in her Chanel maid's garb? Like she didn't want to stain it with the blood?
Well, the whole thing
couldn't...
is her story changes every second. She's totally nuts.
I just heard an account of her just talking about spitting number three everywhere.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
She didn't even keep the change? F her.
But my joke was going to be, and it's a little bit late now.
I blame Rich. Go
couldn't on. She have just taken the bone out of her nose and stabbed him?
It was worth it. It made me laugh.
Didn't she have a spear in her maid's car?
And then she went, then she said, "Have Eddie
an ivory tusk."
That's my D, Eddie.
Oh.
No fans of Raw, I take it.
But
so yeah, I mean, you could always make the argument she was scared. She's a woman. I mean, it's different for women. I could imagine that you could get so terrified by the situation, so surprised that you wouldn't really think to fight back, or you know, things could happen. Let's just put it that way. And not knowing the full story, something could have happened. But then the way the media jumped on it is what I have a beef with.
Well, because we love rich people doing things that are horrible.
But it's, I mean, the guy just walks out. There's no proof of a struggle or anything. The guy just walks out. He's going around his business. And all of a sudden, because he's a womanizer, he's now accused of rape.
Guilt by media.
But, I mean, there's a difference between being a womanizer and being a rapist.
That's true.
Usually womanizers,
I mean, there's a huge difference.
Aren't rapists.
Yeah, because rape is like a violent, like, I hate women act.
It's a power play. It's definitely a power play. Womanizing is a power play, but in the control sense of seduction. Like, you want to make her think that she wants you.
I want you to want me.
Did I mind your
Yeah, rape is more like
an attack.
But rape
is just like taking. Yeah, rape is taking and control by taking.
And a lot of times, don't they like beat the S out of the woman? Like when it's an actual like full on like. Mm.
Sorry, no, that's not the case.
Is that a myth?
I know that's like in the Monica Bellucci clip you sent
me.
You
gotta swell them eyes shut so they can't see.
What film was that from? You sent me that over IM. I'm like,
did I send you that?
Yeah, you're like, oh my, no, never mind. Rich Harmon downloaded it.
Oh, okay.
I confuse you both.
Oh God, was he shooting ropes to it?
Kind of like sold it under the impression that I could shoot ropes to
it. Oh no!
So I'm like, well, it's Monica Bellucci and she's hot and rape might involve her tees coming out. Like, I thought it'd be like a classy rape, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But,
a classy rape like in the telenovelas where she's like, oh no, oh no, oh, no. Here, let me take my shirt off.
And
oh
then,
no.
Like the villain, you know, just blows his and then he puts his pinky to his mouth. And like, oh. No, I mean, this was just like, pow! Like, it looked like a heavyweight fight.
This is like Elizabeth Shue and Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, far worse. Like, this was just like head getting, it looked like wrestling, but for real. Like, head just getting slammed against the turnbuckle type crap.
So Rich is just an extremely disturbed individual.
Harmon is just like,
kind
of out to that?
Well, no, I think the story changed maybe after I was like, I gave it a viewing. I was like, Rich, that was awful. And he's like, well, I didn't really think you could do anything to that. I was just saying it because I had it.
It was interesting.
Yeah, fascinating.
Meanwhile, Harmon was beating his D like he owed him money.
He's beating it, just hearing that I tried to beat it. That's how much he liked it. Beating it by proxy.
Beating it like an Iraqi prisoner.
Yeah, man.
Anything you put on video, man. Anything you put on video.
It was.
Because that movie's like all political. Like, we're going to show people how bad
fish.
Rape is.
Yeah, I mean, like, Monica Bellucci, like, in that second Matrix film, you're like, oh my God.
She's like a hottest woman on the planet, man.
She's just, as a drunk stepfather once put it, that big titted wop. She's just some Italian broad with, like, huge jugs and a really nice face. And, she's in her 40s now, and it's kind of
I think she's aged well.
It's escaping her, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, when that movie was made when she was, like, in the prime, basically, like,
yeah, it was great.
20s.
Like, it starts off amazing. Like, she's in this dress that's, like, covering...
An asking for a dress, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And she walks in kind of on what, like, one dude raping a chick. Like, that's the weirdest aspect of the scene. And then he's like,
he
screw this. Yeah. Like, if
he's
me,
like
if,
chases after her.
Yeah, like I'm eating a Big Mac and then a lobster falls from the sky. I'm just like,
pulls the old switcheroo.
Yeah, secret sauce another day for this man.
And the other chick just runs without calling for help?
Yeah, kind of. And then, like, I want to say they try to make it, like, ultra-realistic. Like, in the background of the scene, other people are milling about, and it's like they see it going on. It's like, we'll take the next subway train.
Oh, really? I don't remember that part.
Oh, yeah. It was a weird...
What movie is this?
It's a French movie. It's,
that rape?
So you haven't seen the whole thing, right?
No, I've seen the rape scene. I saw the good part.
The whole movie's like... That's like one of the most traumatic movies. Because like, the rape is like the least worst part of that movie. Because like it starts off with the consequences of it because the boyfriend finds the dude that raped her.
Mm-hmm.
And like you see what he does
him.
To the guy. It's like the most violent movie scene I've ever seen, dude.
Wow.
Like, you see the brain. Oh, it's just not good.
Does he pink sock the other guy?
Yeah. He's...
Good family film.
And then the movie ends with like the couple happy together before everything happens. It's like a whole like
Pulp Fiction of rape.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, imagine that. Jules raping Honey Bunny.
Yeah, it's like that.
Pulp Fiction ends with Jules getting his brains bashed in.
That's what the $1,500 is for.
By Pumpkin, yeah. All right, let's get to the kind of round table I wanted
so,
on
wait
the...
Wait a second, you kind of lost track, though. You were saying that that
on
scene
show,
is
never.
Not realistic, or it is?
I
don't know the facts.
Draw from your
it.
Vast experience
exactly.
of rape.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
when
know.
When you've raped women
yeah.
in the past...
I mean, back during my blue period, when it was more...
I thought that was more real. I thought that's what usually it happens. Like, you see the woman, she's all beat up, she's like all messed up. And
I don't
guy,
know,
like,
man.
Kills her.
I think there's like two different
it's
kinds
like a
of
psycho
rape.
Thing to do.
I think there's like opportunist rape where it's like, oh hey, you passed out in this bed and you probably shouldn't have, huh? You're not waking up? Well,
like Casper at the end of Kids.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And then you get AIDS.
It depends on the rapist's MO and it depends on the woman, because there will be women who will fight back and that will get them beaten up, and there's women who submit because they don't want to get beat up or killed.
And then I think there's like rough dudes, who
and then there's guys who are just going to beat the crap out of women anyway.
But yeah. I want to say your average rape is like, I'm going to count to three, and if you don't say, don't rape me, then I'm going to rape you. One, two, three. Okay, let's do this.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
I want to give you something.
The sisters, yeah.
And you're going to swallow what I give you.
God damn. How is that played on TBS ever?
He says a shiv to his ear.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know. That
had to be the most half-hearted act ever performed in the history of anything.
Probably a lot of teeth.
Yeah. You can't make me gum you. Okay.
So get away from that. There's a lot of definitions. I feel like everyone just throws out the word. Oh, he's a rapist, rapist. Like, I saw the crowd. For me, the image of the crowd, like, that was, like, when he was walking the court at first. And there's, like, all the housekeepers of New York just, like, boom,
who
put
them
to death,
off?
You know? Like,
I hope they went back to a firing.
They took their vacation day for the year. And they're just like, boo, you rape housekeepers. It's like, okay, you're just, like... idiots.
There's,
you know,
shades of gray.
Exactly.
And to make a long story short, basically, I guess this chick is from Guinea. And so she speaks this weird dialect. Obviously, like, Guinean translators are kind of hard to come by, even in New York. So, I mean, she had all these ties. Like, she has a boyfriend, like, who's also an illegal immigrant. She lied about her immigration.
Good. Ship them both out.
She
Happy
lied
ending.
About being, like, gang raped in her home country. She lied about having, like, the genital mutilation, maybe.
She lied about rape in the past, so it's like, how's anyone...
Kate, I don't
now?
Support that.
What?
Female circumcision. That is bad stuff.
I don't support
stuff.
That either. That is
imagine how they do it in Africa. It's like with a rock and some twine to
sew
it up.
It's a sharpened rock.
Just take two rocks and grind them together.
Like you're making fire.
And throw some dirt on that to stop the bleeding. Yeah. That sounds great.
There's some supermodel who had that done.
Yeah.
What,
they
get like reconstructed, yeah.
What do you mean? Wow. Oh, yeah, they did a parody of that on, Nip Tuck. It was Aisha Tyler. And they make her one out of a toe.
Oh, that's weird.
Nip Tuck's great.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, she was calling, I guess, this boyfriend of hers who's like in an Arizona immigration detention center.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally just got the translation back. Because anytime you call someone in jail, which I know this because I've dated people who are in jail... they record it, obviously.
Have you, Kate? Anything on the resume to that effect?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, when you call, it was a whole thing. Anywho, so, you know, obviously they got a hold of this. They translated it, and she says something to the effect of, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. This guy has a lot of money.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, F her.
And then her piece of S lawyer, I don't know if any of you have seen him, he's just on CNN saying, like, oh, blah, 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 yeah, maybe she lied, but she's still a rape victim. It's like, no, you don't really know.
No, if you lied about being raped, you're not a rape victim.
Even
that's,
he's a piece of ass.
That's
just
how,
like,
language works.
He's like, well, she's going to come before everybody and tell you the truth, and she's not afraid to be seen. And then he's like, now, I know she isn't here right now. I know that. But trust me, she is going to come forward and tell her side of the story. And just
once it's been painstakingly rehearsed.
No, but here's the other thing that women face. So women who have shady pasts, who have done bad things, perhaps have engaged in prostitution, things like that. If they are raped, then it's hard for them to actually bring the case because immediately stuff like this comes up. Now, I'm not saying this woman, she's a victim of that.
Dude, guys get that too. Like, if you have an arrest record and
you're
get
immediately
accused
guilty
of something,
else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't do that thing, you're
so,
going away.
So, you know, it may be that she's just had this, you know, bad past, and I don't know what, you know, that conversation and if that story is true, and she could be totally lying about it. So this is the really difficult part about it, because I think immediately the media just jumped on this guy, and for no reason, with no real proof or anything, because he was famous, and that's wrong. And now we're jumping on this woman because she has a bad past and we don't know the whole facts of the story. And what we really need to do is just everybody shut the F up and let the courts handle it.
Whoa.
Hey, now, I can solve it all right now.
No, we don't need the courts. We just need Will Papa Giorgio.
He's not Lenny Kravitz's dad, so he didn't do it. Case dismissed.
Saul Kravitz.
Another thing is, he's like 60-something or 70. Are you just like, well, it's been like 50 years of like slapping women's asses and hitting on them. Today I'm just going to rape someone.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the media's jumped all over that, and it's like, that's so much different than rape.
It was on the bucket list.
This dude is on the
bucket list. It's like, well, one of these days I'll get around to it.
Yeah,
that seems like a good day.
KFC.
Yeah,
yeah, it's it seems like something you do earlier in life.
This dude has to pop a Viagra and wait an hour to get a rod. He can't be doing spur of the moment rapes.
Well, maybe his prostitute made him wait 3 hours and he didn't want to waste it.
Like that's someone possible. We knew in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting a call. Do you want to take it?
Yeah, no. It's probably original Nixter.
Well, you know, we don't have much time. No. Because it's been a tight show.
I've been on that end of the phone before.
Yeah.
Please answer.
Oh God, wish I could sit you back there now. Can we have we buried this? We've talked a little in a half-assed manner about it. Can we move on? Or
he didn't do it.
All right.
Bitch set him up.
Final say, Kate. Kate.
Bitch set him up.
Courts decide.
Okay.
They did
actual
by
proof.
Letting his ass
legal
go.
I know, right? Legal proof.
To me, it's a phone call to saying how much money she's going to get kind of sums it up. And then also, like, she didn't even stop working. She just, like, kept doing her job and then, went back and cleaned the place up.
If that phone call happened. And, yeah, if that's the case, because I don't know all the facts of the case. But, you know, if the facts prove that she's lying about it, then fine.
The one thing I haven't heard is, like, any forensic evidence. Like, she went to the hospital afterwards.
Yeah.
So rape victims have that rape
kit, as
they call it.
We're all here on, like, hearsay and stories and what, you know, what everybody said and what we think the reports are. And that's what I'm like, it doesn't matter what everybody thinks happened. It's the facts that will actually get presented in the court case.
Yeah, but in the end, that's all the judge and jury.
Didn't they like pass
have to go
a black
yeah, but they
light
have
over
actual
face,
like
or...
they have actual facts. We're hearing stories, like maybe a reporter heard from somebody else and reported on it, thinking it was true, but that somebody else got the story wrong. You know, that's what I'm saying. This is hearsay. This isn't actual. We're not there. We're not doing
no,
the investigation. So.
That I only read today. Like yesterday, they were saying they're not going to go on record saying certain things until it comes out. So I think the translation and all that is confirmed now.
Then, okay.
And obviously, I mean, like the district attorney got this on Wednesday, and that's why he was let go yesterday.
So yeah,
because they're we got nothing.
Yeah, but my point being, it's all up to the facts, and it's not ours to decide, and it's not the public's to decide.
The point, okay, we can sum it up like this: if you're a sketchy bitch, you can't cry rape. You're the boy who cried wolf. That's what it boils down to.
I just think there's
even if there are actually wolves there.
It's too many
well,
cries.
Well, if you've cried rape in the past and it's been
not
a lie,
not only
then
that,
you
if you're
rape.
Involved with like drug dealers,
well,
and...
that's not fair because what if I'm involved with drug dealers and I prostitute myself, but I was actually raped?
Again,
like the dude didn't leave money for me. That's rape.
When you get pulled over,
is that rape? Is that definition of rape?
Is that rape or shoplifting?
Yeah.
When you get pulled over in this area, and I assume you've been pulled over in Fairfax County, you don't have any collars on you, right? Like, you've never been to jail, right?
Not that anybody knows.
Do you have any tickets, though?
Yeah, I got tickets.
A lot or a few?
It depends.
Well, what is it?
It doesn't... I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Like, if you have a history, you're immediately...
You're getting a ticket. If your record is clean...
But they can't give me a ticket for having tickets in the past.
But that's how they operate, because they don't know
you.
They may
pull me over for it, but they can't... I mean, they can't give me a ticket if I was doing the speed limit.
Yeah, but
even if I've had tickets in the past.
I'm just saying, if you are speeding and you have nothing on your record,
they're more likely to let me go, yes.
Exactly.
That's true, because
that's
I've
all
never
the
been
justice
caught
system
speeding
goes off of is your record.
No, that's not true.
It is.
It actually goes off of
how
proof
is, maybe how
facts
is
and
all
scientific
right.
proof and forensic kits.
We're
and
taking a
like
phone
that.
Because
take the phone call.
The show needs a little bit of a change, and it's already been a CF, and I'm going to only blame that one. Because you two are fine, and you're here every week.
All right.
You got it. What's up, caller?
Hi.
Hello.
Happy 4th of July.
Hello, Nixter. Same to you.
I couldn't really listen to a lot, but all I heard was Kate say that basically she's a sketchy girl and would date a date-raping drug dealer or something like that.
Yes, I'm dating a drug dealer.
That's pants.
I've been prostituting in my past, and some guy didn't leave the money on the dresser like he said he would. I don't know if that's fraud or rape.
Donation of 250 roses.
I don't know, but you guys are discussing rape, and Will's on the show, so I don't know if maybe he got brought up on charges or something. Like,
we're entirely possible. We were talking about the.
I don't know.
Will
wouldn't
do that.
Are
Will
you kidding me?
Yeah, he's too lazy for that.
They come to me, goddammit.
You guys are ridiculous.
We were just talking IMF. What's up? How you been? Any comedy shows to plug Ola in the future?
No, I was just calling to pledge my undying love and devotion to your radio program.
You are too sweet. Are you going to be doing the NFL stuff again? For those that don't know, like Nixter, kind of like her everyday job, or at least part of it, is really badass, and it involves her going to like NFL games every weekend and doing some kind of production crap with them, which might have gotten her fired right now by saying that. I'm sorry. But we won't say which network you work with. But
Fox. That's right. The three people listening to the show don't have any idea. It's okay.
Will might or might not have gotten that correct. So are you doing that this year?
Possibly, if there's a season, I hope.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Well, Nix, thank you for calling in. I'm going to try to get to what I wanted to discuss on the show today with my remaining 20 minutes.
Wait a second.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I saw on Twitter that you said you're going to buy a van and you guys are going to like reenact Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
So I basically want to know if I can be Velma, since Kate's too hot. She can't be Velma.
No, I can totally be Velma.
What's the other one?
You just gotta see me with glasses on. I totally look like Velma.
Who was the blonde girl that had the kerchief around her neck?
Daphne. She wasn't blonde. She was redhead.
She was brunette.
No,
redhead.
The blonde girl in the blue pants.
Freddie
and, the white
top. And Shaggy run a train on her.
Who is that girl?
Freddie.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be Will. We're going to put a little ascot on him and a wig.
Was there three guys in that or two? There's three.
Well, it depends how you define guy.
Were there three guys or two guys in Scooby-Doo?
Shaggy was all man.
Two guys, two girls.
Two guys, two girls, and then the dog.
Yeah, but where's
Shaggy,
the dog?
Freddie, Velma, and Daphne. And Will.
I think the dog did Fred. That's just my theory.
While Fred was on Daphne, Scooby snuck up behind him.
Yeah, I don't think Fred was ever on Daphne, though. Yeah. I think Fred played for another team.
Papa Bear, you're going to have to be Scrappy Doo.
Wow. Oh, those episodes are terrible.
I know.
Scrappy.
I remember one time I was watching that. I think it was when I was in college in L.A., and I was stoned. And I was just like, why is the dog so goddamn big? I was like, oh, it's a great day.
Not only that, can we get into why, like, Scrappy could speak well, right? Like, well, he wasn't retarded like Scooby.
He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah, like he has
well, that's because Scrappy wasn't stoned like Scooby.
I mean, wasn't the whole theory that Scrappy was half human, and that's why he had the power of, like, speech?
No, he was just more well-spoken.
I think it was because Scrappy was second-generation talking dog. Right. You know, Scooby, okay. Scooby had to English learn the language, and Scrappy was born into it.
I always thought that Scooby had banged Daphne, and that's why Fred wasn't cool with her in the later episodes, in the Scrappy episode.
He cucked her, and that's resulted in Scrappy. Scrappy.
I don't even know what just happened right now.
We just saw
the
mystery.
Was the beard. Daphne was the beard anyway. Do you think Fred still cared?
So Scooby's first generation, and you go to him and ask him if he put stones to Daphne. He's just like, no. No.
We need more Scooby snacks.
All right. Nixter, take care and thank you.
It was nice to talk to you people.
You too.
What do you mean, you people?
Nothing at all. All
right. Us non-New York residents.
Will, stop playing with my headset.
Sorry, I think it's mine. I have to fiddle.
Folks, we have a meaningful 15 minutes. Mm. This was supposed to be like a meaningful discussion, a meditation upon fidelity and both genders and how they handle that.
We can knock it out.
We could have just listened to some of Nixter's jokes. Why doesn't she should be more forthcoming with her material? I listened to that episode a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's your favorite.
That was one of my favorites, man.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Okay. For those that don't know, Chris Hansen, to catch a predator, was caught banging around on his wife.
Irony.
Yeah. It's now... Again, before you get on a high horse, you know, he would bust kid touchers on To Catch a Predator, and he was just cheating with a grown woman.
I have no problem cheating on your wife, but...
Not with kids.
Yeah.
Not with kids.
I'm just saying, like,
So, Kate, it's okay, just not with a kid.
Just not with a 12-year-old.
Degrading women is always fine, but when you make your living being the morality police and pointing your effing finger, to quote Scarface.
He's doing it in a really humiliating way, too.
I'll counter very quickly by saying it's not so much morality and, like, no one's going to accuse just Midwestern housewives of waggling their finger at child molestation. I think we can all get behind that being a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the fact that you're putting it on TV. One of these dudes blew his brains out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I think that's why they stopped it.
Oh, yeah. It was like a judge possibly in this area, I think.
Oh, and like he got caught and then like he just like went home after the show.
It's just like my life and my career ruined. Bang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And just swallowed
like,
that.
Like a lot of these guys are married with kids. And yeah, a lot of them, like you said, you know, have respectable careers.
And they're, like, actually seeking them out. It's not like these guys are, like, isn't it just, like,
no,
whole...
they entrap them. Like,
yeah.
They'll be like, hey, I'm a 14-year-old girl and my slit's wet.
Yeah. And, then, and later they started getting, like, an underdeveloped member of Perverted Justice who was the team that worked with
the cops. Yeah, to look like an 18-year-old girl.
No, look like 14. Oh, yeah, I guess she was 18. By the way, if you're listening, give me your number.
See, that's messed up because she is of age, but she looks younger.
Oh, you couldn't use real thing as the
but
real
thing. But then how is it illegal if she is like...
Because he was doing this not based on photography. It was just like, I'm 12, pound me. It wasn't even that. Like, it was like, I'm 12, and that the guy is filling in all the blanks.
When they put up those transcriptions, that is the funniest S ever.
I know. Where did grammar go?
But just,
that's all.
No, like... I want to F you while you eat from a doggy bowl. And he thinks he's talking to like an eight-year-old or something. It's just...
That is pretty messed up.
But then they show their picture. Oh, yeah, one of them. Like, I was just catching a repeat not too long ago. And the guy's screen name was like, I want to rape you anally.
That's his
AOL chat name.
Really?
Yeah,
someone needs that as a Twitter handle.
Jesus God.
Enough characters. It might interfere with your ability to get retweeted. It's a little long. I quickly wanted to ask you guys a couple questions because we kind of all have different backgrounds when it comes to dating. You know, Rich just getting out of a relationship.
Especially Kate.
Kate used to be married. Kate's now in a pretty good relationship.
Not with a child.
And I myself am usually, ironically enough, the other man. So I can talk from the point of view of like chick infidelity.
I didn't mean to laugh so loud.
It's okay, you know? Maybe I'm like the gross maid of chick shooting, you know? It's like, oh, he's there.
You're Arnold's maid.
He's there. You know, I'm the black maid. It's just like,
she was hot.
He's in the, okay. No. All right. Oh. Yeah, you'll owe me a peek at those later, an apology.
No.
But the first thing I want to ask, and I just want kind of a round table, you know, we got like 3-4 questions I want to pass around. And we'll start with Kate. We'll end with me. First thing, what happened in the Chris Hansen situation? Very
two butts
different.
Spooking into each other forever?
Yes. Forever. why did you derail me with that mental image? With Chris Hansen, he cheated with a chick that might as well have been his wife 30
20
years
ago.
Yeah. Like
his wife's 51. She's 30. Blonde.
They're both blonde. They got
very similar.
Yeah, blue eyes. Okay. You're not going to.
He's got a type.
He's got a type. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, you have Arnold, who just porked a pig because it was there.
Arnold's the smarter one.
Now, well, what I'm getting at is if you were cheated on, what would you be more hurt by? Someone who obviously has a type and you are that type, or someone who was banging something that obviously isn't the type, like maybe she crushed Dominique Wilkins or something like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't be hurt. He would be hurt.
Okay, I'm just saying, what would be more offensive to you? And we'll start with Kate.
She's
like,
tough. She
like
wears Converse.
Pants. You find pants in bed.
Good line.
With a hipster chick, and she's got the tattoo, and she's like, let me clear out of here and go to my pole dancing class.
It wouldn't matter. It's equally offensive.
Okay.
It's equally offensive.
All right, Will.
I don't think you could find a man like Will.
I think it's more like, well, no.
You come home to your chick and a single Jerry Perez with the pierced ears and all. You find that on top of her.
Jerry Perez.
Or you come home and it's Rich Harmon on top of her.
Well, it's the see, the question to me would be more like, would you rather be someone more or less attractive than you?
Right.
God, that is a hard one.
Would you just be happy for Harmon? You'd be like,
I think in that situation, I've actually conveyed that multiple times. Like, I could have a 10-year relationship with a woman and find out she was banging Harmon. I'd be like, we all need it.
Yeah.
We all need it.
Thank, you know,
we
God
like
bless.
Rich.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, well, shower up, get some scope. Or is it still pork chop night?
Yeah. I gotta agree with Kate. I mean, it's different, but no matter what, it's all bad.
Yeah, I guess you get hurt really? In slightly different ways.
Because I have a definitive answer one way or the other.
What's
but,
yours?
But Rich,
I do too. I think I agree. I think the Chris Hansen thing is much more the typical, the archetypal cheating, where it's like, we're getting old, marriage sucks.
Yeah.
Here's a younger version of you. This is like what every guy does. It's always horrible for the woman. Arnold is a really unique situation. Like, that marriage was obviously a fraud to begin with. It's just a power play for him. He needed to get into politics. He married a Kennedy. I mean, I don't know how that's not transparent to everyone. Like, the woman is, like, the most unattractive woman on the planet.
She used to be decent.
Really?
Shriver?
Yeah.
Oh, Shriver. I thought we were talking the maid. No, I would have banged Shriver in the day, like, 25 years ago.
All right. Sure.
I mean, I agree with you.
You're talking your shorts there. You can bang, like, 50% of the world's population
well, no,
of women.
He loved the power, but it's not like he's screwing. He wasn't banging Eunice or anything like that. Eunice Shriver, like the
dude, she looks like a Planet of the Apes character. Like, I saw a picture of her. I thought it was a person in a monkey costume.
Yeah.
Like, no joke.
I mean, like, she was as good looking as someone in power is going to get for the most part.
That was just a pure, like, come on. They didn't even, like, hang out. I heard that. I've heard stories about, like, they had, like, their little weekly meeting. Oh, let's meet for a half hour on Monday morning and talk about the kids.
I heard that later in the relationship, but okay.
So, I also think I would like to think if I were a woman, I would say, well, you know what? We weren't banging that much. Men have needs.
Yeah.
There was someone around. I would think I would be more understanding of that.
Of the
maid
banging.
But you're not a woman. So you, as a guy.
I also
think you can't really know how you feel about that stuff till it happens to you.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's like
war.
Agree with
it's
that.
Like war.
The women I know who are actually smart, they know if they ain't putting it out, then you're playing Russian roulette when it comes to cheating.
A woman should comprehend that. Yeah, if the sex has dried up, it hasn't for him. We'll put it that way.
If you don't get it from somewhere, you're going to get it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you can only get it from yourself for so long.
Yeah.
Before it gets
something got to give. For me, I'd much prefer it being someone that doesn't look like me. Like if I walked in and it was just Seth Rogen just fire hosing some chick's face. And I'm only going with that because some chick asked me earlier this week, and this is like flirtatiously, by the way. She's like, are you Jewish? And I'm like, I could see that being a misunderstanding. You know, I'm like, I look Jewish enough. So I'm like, no, actually, I'm Greek. And she's like, oh, I only say that because you look so much like Seth Rogen. And I wanted to be like, well, F you too, bitch. You know what? I mean, at least it wasn't Jonah Hill. But,
I like Seth Rogen.
Yeah. It's not someone you want to hear you resemble.
It was worse.
He sucks.
He's just a taint, if nothing else. But yeah, not exactly a handsome Dickens.
What's wrong with Seth Rogen? Nice
oh, I had to Google the poster after, like, Google the name afterward. You see the knocked up poster? The entire thing is like, what if this guy got you pregnant? That's what I am. I have a poster that says, what if John Papagiorgio got you pregnant?
Cal from 40-Year-Old Virgin should not be a celebrity.
Exactly. God, that was a good pull.
Yeah. That's all that needs to be said.
But
about
I can understand someone being curious, and it's like, well, the Knicks were in town. And you're like, oh, really? How was Patrick Ewing in his prime? You know, how was Carmelo Anthony and Chauncey Billups running a train? Really? That's
God, imagine the sweat that must pour off of Patrick Ewing.
Oh, God. That's just like the Dead Sea being wrung out in your mouth. But, yeah, I would hate if it was just some other smarmy, sarcastic dickbag with an unsuccessful show. That would kill me.
Hey, guy, you want to adjust my condom for me?
It is also loose around me. Hold it.
I think it slipped up a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you pull it back to the base?
Oh, my God.
Be a buddy.
All right, question two. That's probably all we're going to get to.
We got plenty of time.
And there might be...
Before Squire yelled at us.
Squire, I already saw Squire outside. I'm not going to screw him too hard. We'll peace out by 55. Do men or women, in your opinion, have a stronger urge to cheat?
Men.
Kate?
Socially, men, because it's okay for them.
it's okay for them?
But you think
socially,
internally,
it's more acceptable for them.
And you're right, because in caveman days, if your cave bitch was cheating on you, you'd just put a rock to her head and do that.
What do you mean in caveman days?
I mean, in caveman days, there wasn't such a thing.
I mean, 1964.
Well, Brentwood in 1992.
Oh, man.
You want some driftwood?
Yeah.
Put some in your
skull. Driftwood bee? Oh, my God.
I would love to.
That was literally just for what. Okay, so blank slate. We're both living in vacuums. Do you think the brain hardwiring for a man is...
No, I think it's socially ingrained in women that they're not supposed to, but it's okay for men. And I think that it's probably equal.
Okay.
And I think individually, like, some people may be more likely to cheat than others. So individually there's differences. But I don't think gender,
whole,
I don't think genders on the whole
would
have
bang
a bigger
just as much.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get to you in a minute, Richard.
I do
admire your enthusiasm.
Do I have the stick?
You have the stick.
In my opinion, dirtbags is dirtbags. Mm-hmm. So there's probably an equal amount of each gender.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, like you said, in most relationships, there always tends to be like one dog and one fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Like, it never seems to be equal.
I am proud of that statement. Someone's always the dog and someone's always the fire hydrant.
Yeah, so I mean, I've seen it both ways.
I wanted to put that on a card for a while now.
You know, I mean, we've all seen like guys who cheat on their girlfriends and they have a good chick, and then vice versa. You know, guy treats a girl nicely and she's out getting strange D.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of, we have to talk about something later, Will.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Richard, your answer.
I kind of agree with Kate, but now I'm thinking about it. And here's what I think. Guys, I was just reading this article yesterday or something where it said something like this. Guys want three things. They want a woman to be around.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with mouth, V, and A.
No. Okay. No, they want the sex. They want the boost of self-esteem, and they want the comfort of someone around and all that brings, food, et cetera, whatever.
I don't know about number three, but okay.
That's all they want, and it could be... It could be anyone, but like once they got it, they're good with it, and they'll do whatever it takes to sustain it. Women are after something much more elusive and kind of a social status thing, and then you got the money.
See,
and
now
you
you're talking
like
about the social implications, though, because we were talking about this in a social vacuum.
Brain hardwiring.
Yeah. I'm talking about hardwiring.
We're
though.
Talking
this is like
cheating in space.
I'm talking, but this is what
no
do you, why do you cheat?
Yeah.
You cheat because you're looking for something else. You're looking for something more, right? Why are guys going to look for something more unless they are having – one of those things is missing. So I think when guys cheat, it's like probably because girl's not putting that anymore.
Either
it's
party,
very simple, right?
They're going to cheat because whatever they feel their needs are, something isn't being met.
Right.
That's all.
So like yeah, guys,
so women
the guys have
the
simpler
same way.
Needs.
Yeah.
Yeah, women
that's what you think. Dude, all I want is some food, video games, and a comfy bed.
Yeah, I like, don't think so.
I'm with Kate. She lives in squalor. I can confirm it.
If I could get by just like cuddled up in bed all day playing my Final Fantasy.
Good. Yeah.
I think but that's because you've met the need of like whatever it is that women look for in a guy that they just need that thing.
Well,
that...
she's a hippie. She's
oh,
not a gold digger.
I need that thing too.
There you go.
So I got that. I got the food. I got the
I,
bed.
No, I'm not taking another call.
In a pinch, that Chick-fil-A cup with some lube will work too.
We've got roughly 2 minutes. And so we
That's
need to
a
make
a cup, move. Man.
Lube it up with some Polynesian sauce.
Oh. Oh my God!
Got to end it on a classy.
Trying to actually get a brother to go down for once. No, sorry. That died a dog's death. I think they're equally hardwired. It's just it's weird that the cheating almost always manifests itself in different ways. Because I feel the average dude when he cheats. It's much more of like a mistress situation, and it's someone recurring on the side.
Really, you think so?
Yeah, I think that.
Okay.
And I think for a chick, it's much more they can completely compartmentalize. Like, there was one time, like, we had a really big fight, and you left town, like, 2 days later, and I banged the pool boy and never talked to him again. He blew up my phone, but we've never spoken since.
See?
But he did dong the hell out of me.
See, and I like your comment right now because it just goes against everybody's stereotypes of men and women and how men are such, you know, just out there for getting it, and women are, oh, we gotta be in love.
Oh, no, no, no. When it comes to cheating, women are just vicious animals.
No, we like things, too.
Yeah, you do. If you didn't, it'd mean the damn extinction of the human race.
Right.
But, yeah, and it's not just for the love and companionship, which is so stereotypical. It's like, oh, because it's a romantic thing. It's like, uh-uh.
Yeah, you
I like it for the same reason guys like it, right?
But guys want the regularity. They want to keep the thing going.
Yeah.
It can't just be a one-off.
Guys like convenience.
Which is contrary
we
to
well, that's, keep that's, McDonald's in business.
But that's the convenience. Yeah,
yeah, and exactly.
You always got one over there.
There's no need to hunt. They're a woman if they're attractive. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, whatever's out there.
Yeah, we have to go to a restaurant for them. People are just like flinging meals. It's like, hey, if you felt like eating some turkey, here, some stuffing.
Special sauce in my eye.
All right. Well, folks, we are wrapping up another edition of Papa's Basement. I want to thank special guest Rich Killiam.
That's right.
Once special. A year. Fingers crossed. Kate, thank you for coming in.
No problem.
Even if it was a little tardy, you were good. You were great.
I'll let you know.
Truant.
And you did, yeah. Truant. The whole cry.
I don't feel tired.
If you want to tweet Kate, she is at Atomic Kate. Atomiccate. Will, thank you. You are at Billy Basil. I, of course, am John, and I'm at Papa's Basement. Show website in papasbasement.com. And again, next Saturday, we'll be here live. But until then, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.